Katarina Azzarello.
No, traffic has been fine. I'm more worried about the 800 cops everywhere. Ready to give me a ticket.
She's on her way to a Grateful Dead concert in Ohio. A young missionary couple from Missouri were shot and killed by gang members in Haiti as they were kidnapped while leaving a youth activity at a local church. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will transfer power to his deputy while he undergoes a procedure tonight at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. This is ABC News. Oscar-nominated documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock has died.
When you say the name Morgan Spurlock, most people immediately think one thing.
I think I'm going to have to go supersize.
In his 2004 documentary Supersize Me, he chronicled the changes to his body as he ate nothing but McDonald's for 30 days. It scored him an Oscar nomination, and throughout his career, he also tackled subjects from chicken farming to product placement. In 2017, he admitted to a history of sexual misconduct and pretty much stepped away from the industry. We're told Spurlock died from cancer complications. He was 53. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Some iPhone users could get up to $350 in a proposed $35 million class action settlement with Apple. The lawsuit claims iPhone 7 and 7 Plus models had audio issues. Customers who want to be included in the potential settlement must submit a claim by the 3rd of June. Apple denies that the phones were faulty in any way. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Join us for Breakfast on the Farm. It's the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast, Saturday, June 1st, from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. This year, the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Level Acres Dairy, LLC, the Putz family. Come enjoy a full meal of pancakes, eggs, sausage, yogurt, applesauce, and cheese, and to top it off, an ice cream sundae. There'll be live entertainment, kids' activities, and a petting zoo. Milking will be live-streamed to watch all morning. Adults just $10, children 5 to 10, $5, and kids 4 and under are free. Look for signs posted along the road, plenty of on-site parking. Follow the Iowa County Dairy Breakfast on Facebook as well. We hope to see you there Saturday, June 1st for the 40th annual Iowa County Dairy Breakfast at Level Acres Dairy, LLC.
Shall showers and thunderstorms ending in the evening, then clearing overnight with a low of 43. Sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant tomorrow, high 76. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, low 55. Breezy on Sunday with soaking rain by morning lasting into the evening, high 64. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool on Memorial Day. Isolated light showers possible by night, high 71. And unseasonably cool with spotty showers in the afternoon on Tuesday, high 69. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and we are receiving light rain right now, and our current temperature is 63 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. An old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart. Now I'm knocking on her door. I can't stay away no more, 'cause we're no good apart.
I'm gonna find me a new way to lie.
Pocket, you can keep the change. So grab some Miller and a can of Skull, and I'll be heading your hair in on the road to a good time around a bonfire with all my friends. Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you next weekend. There's a cooler in the bed of that Chevrolet, slap full of ice and memories of all the things we did back then. Yeah, man, we were just kids, looking for a spot to get out of sight. Still a couple bottles of granddaddy shine. Back when life was good, beer was hard to buy. Hey, mister, I'm 18. I can grow out my beard and get a fake ID. I don't really need you anymore, but I got a little brother that can use your help. He just
just turned 16 himself. Guess the apple don't fall too far from the tree. He's just like you and me. I bet he's got a cooler in the bed of his Chevrolet. Slap full of ice and memories like the things we did back then.
With a monkey, let him roll right off my back. I fly like a bee to the honeys, turn a bar to an all-out love shack. Can I get an amen, a hallelujah, a little splash of the coke in my blackjack? Don't let this black tie fool ya. I'm a down-home groover, a midnight mover. Give me me and my book. Sun dragging in the dirt like a Tonka toy, boy. We don't play that where I come from. Hell yeah, I'm a mama's boy. Give me me and my bulldog sitting on the front porch. Old man Willie be banging on the G chord. Little girl bring cooking of the chicken, sipping on the liquor. Everybody listening around here get the laid back low down. Little bit of Wellin, whole lot of Motown. Might sound just a little bit funky, but hey.
My Kind of Country with Randy Houser. And before that, Hey Mister by Cooper Stevenson on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening, Tim Thede here. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight. I'll be playing some great music and giving you some great information up until that time. And right now, our Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge is holding steady at 63 degrees at 614. And the rain, it's kind of one moment it was pouring down, another moment it stopped, then now it's coming down lightly, and then it kind of stops and started up again. So it's kind of still trying to make up its mind before it gets out of the area. And according to Brittany Merlot, it sounds like those are supposed to be getting out by the evening, supposed to clear overnight, but tomorrow's going to be beautiful. So if you have to get outside and take in anything and want to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend, your best bet is tomorrow. And but of course, they're talking like Sunday. It's supposed to be really rainy on Sunday, which kind of stinks for people that want to get out and do some outdoor activities. But it's still early yet. That could always change. So, you know, the weather sometimes isn't going to be as bad as they predict. But we'll wait and see and keep our fingers crossed. And hopefully everybody will have a great three-day weekend. And if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, Team Booney Tunes is hosting its 13th annual benefit art and garage sale. That actually was held today, but it's going to be held tomorrow as well. And that'll be from 8 to 5, with proceeds going to the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Art Barn will be open in Gillingham on Highway 56. Also, the 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market is being held tomorrow, and that's going on from 8 o'clock till 12:30. The Pleasant Ridge Church in Willow Township is holding an open house, and that's going on from 9 to 4 tomorrow, and that'll also be held on Sunday from 9 until noon. And Apache Blues Welcome Home will be shown at the Ontario Ball Diamond on Saturday night at 9. Arrive in early to enjoy music, food, and refreshments. The Kay Sterling Band will be performing at 3:15 in Dan Kuba, and the Journeyman will perform at 6. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to benefit the Tunnels to Towers Foundation. Coming up next, we got Rebecca Lynn Howard with Forgive.
I always said that'd be it, that I wouldn't stick around if it ever came to this. Here I am, so confused. How am I supposed to leave when I can't even move? In the time and what it took to say, honey, I'm home, how's your day? You dropped the bomb right where we live and just expect me to forgive. Oh, that's a mighty big word for such a small man, and I'm not sure. Should ask, but I won't. Wasn't love or just her touch? 'Cause I don't think I wanna know. So get you some things and get out. Don't call me for a day or two so I can sort this out. Well, you might as well.
Did you do that?
The offering plate went